M83 recording length 18 minutes and 47 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 83 Spiral Galaxy M83, NGC 5236. Type SABC, in Hydra Southern Pinwheel M83.jpg, right ascension 13, 37.0, H colon M, declination, 29, 52, Deg colon M, distance 15,000, Cli, visual brightness 7.6, Mag, apparent dimension 11x10, Arc Min, discovered 1752 by Abbe Nicolas Louis de La Cale, Messier 83, Million 83, NGC 5236, as one of the most conspicuous spiral galaxies in the sky, situated in constellation Hydra, it is the southernmost galaxy in Messier's catalog. M83 was discovered by Abbe Nicolas Louis de La Cale of the Cape of Good Hope on February 23, 1752. It was his object La Cale I.6, thus it became the first galaxy to be discovered beyond the local group, and the third of all galaxies. After M31 and M32, it was next catalogued by Charles Messier on February 17, 1781, from his mid-northern location in Paris, at 49 degrees northern latitude. It is such a difficult object that he stated that one is only able with the greatest concentration to see it at all. The present author can confirm it is one of the most difficult Messier objects from South Germany. Due to this fact, older northern compiled catalogs tended to underestimate its brightness considerably, e.g., Beckford has it at a mere 10.1 mag only. Early 19th century Australian observer James Dunlop has it as number 628 in his catalog. Its spiral structure was noted and sketched by William Lassell, who described it as a three-branched spiral. M83 was classified as intermediate between normal and guard spiral galaxies by G. de Vaucouleurs. In his classification, this is SAB SC. It is magnificent in our image, has very well-defined spiral arms and displays a very dynamic appearance, appealing by the red and blue knots tracing the arms. The red knots are apparently diffuse gaseous nebulae in which star formation is just taking place, and which are excited to shine by its very hot young stars. The blue regions represent young stellar populations which have formed shortly, i.e., some million or some dozens of million years ago. Between the pronounced spiral arms are regions with fewer stars. Dark dust lanes follow the spiral structure throughout the disk, and may be traced well into the central region to the nucleus, which has only 20 diameter. This nucleus shows strong emission lines. It is composed of an older yellowish stellar population which dominates the whole central region, and extends along the bar-like structure. Our image was obtained by David Mullen with a 3.9-meter Anglo-Australian telescope of the Anglo-Australian Observatory. Interested parties can get more detailed information on this image. Also available are more images of M83 with the same telescope. David Mullen, in his older publications, always gave a distance of about 25 million light-years, as he does in his book A View of the Universe in Chapter 4, while in his Galaxies Chapter 8. He joins the lot of those claiming a distance of about 10 million light-years, and gives an argument, namely that the brightest stars can be viewed as individuals over this distance. M83 recedes at 337 km/sec, implying a bit larger distance from Hubble's law. H0 equals 75 yields about 15 million light-years, and corrected for the disturbation by the Virgo cluster of galaxies, the Virgo-centric flow, but in excellent agreement with the value of 15.3 million light-years given in our Brent Tully's nearby galaxies catalog. Keppel/Sanner give another deviating distance value of 22 million Li. This galaxy is sometimes called the Southern Pinwheel. It forms a small physical group, the M83 group, with the peculiar radio galaxy Centaurus A, NGC 5128. And the unusual galaxy NGC 5253 in Centaurus. R. Brent Tully also lists the following smaller and fainter presumable, or possible, members of this group: NGC 4945, NGC 5102, NGC 5164, NGC 5408, SO 38120, MCG 628017. 1243-33, SO 324-24, MCG6-30003-1324-41, SO444-84, MCG5-32-000-1334-27, SO325-11, 1342-41, and SO383-87, MCG6-30025-1346-35. Five or six supernovae were reported in M83 up to now, more than in any other Messier galaxy. *1923A was observed by C.O. Lampland at Lowell Observatory at Mag 14. *1945B appeared on July 13, 1945 and reached Mag 14.2. This supernova was only detected in 1990 by W. Leeler on photographic plates taken at Harvard Station at Bloemfontein, South Africa, and could be traced from July 13 to August 7. CIF Circular 5091. *1950B was observed by G. Harrow and reached Mag 14.5 and its maximum. *1957D was discovered by H.S. Gates on December 13, 1957 and reached only Mag 15.0. It was about 3 nne of the nucleus. *Supernova 1968L was discovered visually by amateur astronomer Jack C. Bennett of Pretoria, South Africa, when sweeping for comets. This was a type I, located 5, preceding the nucleus and reached Mag 11 to 12. *1983N appeared on July 3, 1983 and became as bright as 12.5 Mag. For years, M83 had been the galaxy with most discovered supernovae, but semi-recently NGC-6946 passed this mark and holds the current record with a total number of 8. M83 is one of the showpieces in the southern deep sky, but difficult for mid-northern observers. As already stated, it is even rather difficult to find. First, locate one of the stars Gamma or Pi Hydri. It can be found either by star hopping from Gamma Hydri, Mag 3.00, spectral type G5iii, which is 6.5 degen and 3 deg 15, 19 Benin rock, W, or from Pi Hydri, 3.27 Mag, spectral type K2iii, from which M83 is about 3 deg 15, S and 6 deg 20, west, following a trail of 5th to 7th Mag stars. One arrives at a yellowish 5.83 Mag star of spectral type F6 and a Mag 7.0 white star, spectrum A5V, which lie about 30 no of M83. Star hopping from Gamma will bring you close to NGC-5061, H1.138, an elliptical galaxy of Mag 10.2. Southerners may find it easier by locating M83 from the constellation Centaurus, as it is just north of the border from Hydra to this constellation, from Iota and Theta Centauri. In the head of the Centaurus figure, locate the stars I, H and K, mentioned by Messier, as well as G Centauri, all between Mag 4 and 5. They are also known as 1I Sen, 2 Grams Sen, 3K Sen, and 4H Sen. G and I just point to M83, and further to Gamma Hydri. The galaxy comes beyond I, at double distance from it than has G. Messier 83 observations and descriptions discovered on February 23, 1752 by Abbe Nicolas Louis de La Cale. Messier, M83, February 17, 1781, 83 13 h 24 meters 33s, 201 d 08, 13, 28 d 42, 27, nebula without star, near the head of Centaurus. It appears as a faint and even glow, but it is difficult to see in the telescope, as the least light to illuminate the micrometer wires makes it disappear. One is only able with the greatest concentration to see it at all. It forms a triangle with two stars estimated of 6th and 7th magnitude. Its position was determined from the stars I, K and H in the head of Centaurus. M. de La Cale has already determined this nebula. See the end of this catalog. La Cale, Lac I.6, 13:23:16, 28:35:30. Small nebula, shapeless, 1763, observed on February 23, 1752, Bode, Bode 27, a small misshapen nebula, Bode, 1782, Centaurus 16, from Vorstellung der Gestern auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, p. 24, plate 29, sen 16, after Lacaille, Ra. 201:16, 13:25.1, Dec. 28:45, Nebulous Patch, William Herschel, SP2P 659, 1787, March 15, SW 711, Vid be very bright, Ud be bright, resolvable nucleus in the middle with F faint, branches about 5, or 6, long, ESPNF. Extended south proceeding, SW, 2 north following, No, 1793 May 5th, SW 1041, Vid be very bright, SSB and suddenly brighter nucleus, with very extensive and VF very faint, nebulosity, it more than fills the field, it seems to be rather stronger from SP south proceeding, SW, 2 NF north following, No, it may be ranked among the nebulous stars. Dunlop, Dun 628, number 628, AR 1315, 3, SPD 61, 2, 1827, right ascension and south polar distance, 185 Centauri, Bode, is a very beautiful round nebula, with an exceedingly bright well-defined planetary disk or nucleus, about 7, or 8, diameter, surrounded by a luminous atmosphere or chevalure, about 6. Diameter. The nebulous matter is rather a little brighter towards the edge of the planetary disk, but very slightly so. I can see several extremely minute points or stars in the chevalure, but I do not consider them as indications of its being resolvable, although I have no doubt it is composed of stars. 5 Observations. John Herschel, 1847, H3523 H3523 equals Dun 628 equals M83. Sweep 451, May 8, 1834, Ra 13 H27 meters 26.1s, NPD 119 D0 M18s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, 185 Bode Centauri, E, pose of axis equals 55.1 deg, which is that of one of two stars involved in it equals 10 meters, see Fig 5, PLIV. 185 Bode Centauri, elongated, position angle, of axis equals 55.1 deg, which is that of one of two stars involved in it, of 10 meters, see Fig 5, PLIV, sweep 449, May 5, 1834, Ra 13 H27 meters 27.9s, NPD 119 D0 M16s, 1830.0, VB, VL, SBM to a center equals a star of 9 meters, DM8, of irresolvable character like a glob, CL, surrounded by an immensely L, extremely dilute almost equable light 7, or 8, DM, somewhat oval, and passing with an excessive suddenness into the central light, very bright, very large, suddenly brighter toward the middle to a center resembling a star of 9 meters, diameter 8, of irresolvable character like a globular cluster, surrounded by an immensely large, extremely dilute almost equable light 7, or 8, dm, somewhat oval, and passing with an excessive suddenness into the central light, sweep 450, May 6, 1834, Ra 13 H27 meters 28.5s, NPD 119 D0 M20s, 1830.0, F, VL, E, VSVMBM to a sharp nucleus, ill seen, owing to clouds, faint, very large, elongated, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle to a sharp nucleus, ill seen, owing to clouds, sweep 564, March 30, 1835, Ra 13 H27 meters 30.1s, NPD 119 D0 M8s, 1830.0, VL, VB, ME, VSVMBM to a nucleus, DM and Ra equals 17.5 SEC equals 3.49, in arc, a small asterisk involved, pose with NUCL 80 deg plus slashed by a rough diagram made at the time, very large, Very bright, much elongated, very suddenly very much BBRIGHTER toward the middle to a nucleus. Diameter in rod equals 17.5 SEC equals 3.49. In arc, a small faint star involved. Position angle, with nucleus 80° plus slashed by a rough diagram made at the time. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC3606. GC3606 equals H3523 equals M83 equals DUN628. Ra 13 H29 meters 9.0s, NPD 119D9, 31.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, H, VB, VL, E55.1 deg, ESBMN, L, 3, BR Spire, 6 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, very remarkable, W. N. J. Herschel, very bright. Very large, extended at position angle 55.1 deg, extremely suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a central nucleus. Lassell, 3, branched spiral. Remark, figure in CGHJH 1847, table IV, fig 5, Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, volume XXXVI, 36, drawing on plate VII, fig 28, Dreyer. 1877, GC3606, H3523083, drawings in Lassell, plate VII, fig 28, Dreyer, and GC5236, and GC5236 equals GC3606 equals H3523, M83, LACI.6, DUN628. Ra 13 H29 meters 9s, NPD 119D9.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, H, VB, VL, E55 deg, ESBMN, L, 3, branched spiral, equals M83 very remarkable, W and J Herschel, very bright, very large, extended at position angle 55 deg, extremely suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a central nucleus. Lassell, 3, branched spiral. Remark, figures in CGHJH 1847, table IV, fig 5. Last 2 Lassell, Memoirs RAS volume XXXVI, plate VII, fig 28. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, LICOBS. Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, with LICB/W photo. Fig 7, the spiral nebula and GC5236, and GC5236, RA equals 13:31.4, DEC equals 29:21, a bright and unusually beautiful spiral 10x8, the nucleus is 20, in diameter and very bright. In a 2 meters exposure it shows as a faint disk with a bright peripheral streak or whorl. A large number of almost stellar condensations in the rather open whorls of this fine object. See figure 718 SN. Content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.